CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston. A professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul. To empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It is, this month is going by. It is the third Wednesday of the month. We actually have five Wednesdays and five Mondays. So, the third Wednesday means we have Nancy Aruda. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. So that's what we usually talk about, what's going on in the universal sky. Nancy is our in-house astrologer. And we know you guys are going to have some questions, so start calling in now. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send us an instant feedback. With the instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth, because Nancy always likes to look at the vibration of your date that you were born, and that's how she assists in guiding you through this. So we got lots to talk about. There is a whole bunch of stuff going on, and so what's up in the universal sky, Nancy?
As you said, lots of stuff. Today is the big day in which we experience a grand trine. So we talked a little bit about the grand trine last week. And it's official, so it actually transpires. It depends on which aspect we look at. There are a couple different times that it is activated today, depending on those aspects. But, oh, here we go. Here's my times. I'm looking all over for them. So we have Jupiter trine Saturn at 1:31 p.m. and then Jupiter trine Neptune at 8:13 p.m. Now, the grand trine that is transpiring is a couple days long, because Saturn does not trine Neptune until the 19th at 1:19 a.m. So we're in this vibration until the 19th. Actually, going further into the rest of the month, actually, as other energies are activated as well, because it is very, very busy astrologically. So today is the grand trine. And what does that mean? It means a series of things. There's all kinds of energies being activated. And basically, we're looking at our own internal and foundational growth and how we need to clear things from our at a foundational level and align with that clearing, so that we can pull down more of our spiritual essence. So as these three planets interact with each other, you know, we're doing a lot of internal work. It's really about opening up our consciousness to something bigger than just the physical reality. And if we can align with the process of our soul's consciousness, and we're speaking about the aspect of our soul's consciousness that is sometimes hard to intellectualize based on the limitations of being human and the large vibration and light body of our soul. So we're being asked to align with our own sacred path, which with our soul path, and start moving forward on Earth, being aligned, holding that vibration of integrity, and truly opening up our consciousness to something more than just the physical reality. So it's big. Lori.
Yeah, sorry. I know. It seems like it's going to be, well, I think there's just a lot of stuff going on. Like there's the energies, it's really hard to describe how I've been feeling lately. I mean, it's positive, but it's also very, just seems very busy. Like it just, yet it's very quiet. So
Yes, it's positive. It's busy. It's internalized. So basically, all these energies are in water signs. And when we work with this much water energy, what we activate is our emotions. So our internal emotional mechanisms are being triggered. A lot of people are walking around being highly, highly emotional. They don't understand what it is that they're feeling. And I think the understanding process is part of the integration. It's, you know, we can't understand everything overnight. It's a process. There's an integration that must transpire through this understanding. So even though we started feeling the energy earlier in the month, okay, this is because we're dealing with, you know, bridge and outer planets, it's a longer vibration. So the direct hit takes place today up into the 19th, but it doesn't mean we're just integrating this for 2 days because we felt it approaching several weeks already, and we'll feel it working away for several weeks as well as all this other stuff that's coming into play over the next 2 weeks. So there's a lot of emotional energy at play. People are feeling things and they don't necessarily understand what they're feeling. With this much water as well, we could also be activating like huge amounts of intuition, or even psychic energy. So you're feeling things at a very heightened level on an internal, and it may be totally foreign to you, which is why it's difficult to gain that understanding until you have something to reference it across. Or two.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were thinking this was going to be this really intensely positive period. And I'm not going to say it's not, but it's just interesting because I think there's a lot of stuff going on.
Totally. And it doesn't mean it's negative.
Right.
There, right? It's when we look at one trine. So if it was just one planet trining another, huge positive energy. When we look at three, yes, it's still very positive, but it's also aligning. And when we do soul alignment work, it doesn't mean it's easy. Okay. We have this illusion of, or I guess certain teachings have created this illusion of, you know, hit the easy button. If it's not easy, give up. Right? Or, you know, just focus on the dream. And I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for creating that focus and intending for it to be easy or easier. But we're all created with something that we have come here to learn. And we learn that energy through a hardship or through something that's not as easy as other things in life. Okay? And the reason is because growth is attained through that hardship. So if we look at the big picture and we look in terms of what we've come here to evolve through, evolution takes time and it takes a specific amount of energy or effort in order to manifest whatever it is we're working through on an evolutionary level. And there's nothing saying that it's easy. But in fact, it may feel more difficult or hard or heavier to learn. And that is because we cannot grow and evolve through ease. It just doesn't happen that way.
At least that's part of our collective unconscious believing that anyway.
True.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, lots of people say that we don't have to suffer the way we are, that we can, you know, that we can learn through ease. I think, you know, part of the collective unconscious seems to have this theory or belief, at least here on this planet, that it has to go through hardship. I don't know. There's a lot of debate around that. And I'd like to think that at some point we can move past that and into a different, more easy vibration.
Well, it's a possibility that it can be done through ease, but you would need complete detachment from any outcome. And we live in a society that is very attached to what it is that they desire. So until they can learn complete detachment, it's harder. This is an activation of learning to go with the flow, however. So, and that's where we can look at this vibration in a very positive light, because it is about detachment and going with the flow. and learning that vibration, which doesn't have to be hard.
Right. Cool.
So, but lots of other stuff coming up too.
Well, I guess something else happens today.
Yes, Uranus stations retrograde. And typically when Uranus stations retrograde, it activates a little bit of chaotic energy. And it's connected to our personal issues when it's in the sign of Aries, as it is. So there's, you know, the potential for some chaos in life right now. But also know that the other vibration of Uranus is freedom. So it's once we pass through the chaos, or the moment you decide you no longer desire the chaos, that is the moment that you have integrated that aspect of freedom into your being. So, and this particular one is bringing in a note of cosmic order. So again, truly aligning with a higher power and trying to focus that into our lifestyle. So, you know, if you had to ask yourself, what are you experiencing? You know, really look at everything that's going on and try and understand the core component of what it is that you're learning instead of getting caught up in the emotions that are pulling you into these multiple experiences, because there is one core learning that everybody is learning.
Right.
And that's unique for everybody.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, moving on, Saturday, July 20th, we have another grand trine. So even though we're dealing with this grand trine of Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune from the 17th to the 19th, on the 20th, instead of Jupiter, it's Mars activating Saturn, and Mars will be activating Neptune as well. Different vibration. As Mars trines Saturn, it's really about discipline and endurance. It's about doing what you can and really focusing your energy into what it is that you want to create and what you want to build. And this is where it may get a little difficult, because as Mars aspects Neptune, there's that desire to escape and just sit back and expect faith to take over. So we have to find the center point between our discipline and endurance and focus and that desire to escape. And quite often when we're stuck in this type of triangle, especially with Mars being the instigator of Saturn and Neptune, we need to be very, very centered and very, very focused on what our highest good is, or what our spiritual path is asking of us. Because Mars has a tendency to be a little bit destructive. So we just need to control, or maybe control is not the right word, but channel that energy appropriately, which means channel it on your own personal path.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to our first break. If you have any questions about what's going on, this would be a great time to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear on the instant feedback what it is that you're wanting to know, and add in your date of birth, because, as you know, we have Nancy here today, and Nancy is our in-house astrologer, so she goes by the vibration of your date of birth. You can find out more about Nancy if you go to her website, universalsky.com. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You were born free.
Do you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Are you overwhelmed, overworked, and overstressed? Maybe you feel stuck in some area of your life and you just need some unbiased advice, some personal empowerment coaching. Well, why not call me, Crystal Andrus, during my live radio show here on Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on New Sky Radio. You know, sometimes just having someone who's on the outside looking in can give you a whole new, fresh perspective. I like to call it the 30,000-foot view. Plus, if you get on air, I'll also mail you a signed copy of one of my books, and I'll arrange for follow-up mentorship coaching for you at no additional charge. You know, my radio show only works if people like you have the courage and willingness to call in. So let's support each other. Call me 4 p.m. Eastern on Mondays at 248-545-7685.
I don't know what I've done, or if I like what I've begun. But something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. There were sounds in my head, a little voice is whispering that I should go and this should end. When I found myself listening, 'cause I don't know who I am, who I am without you. All I know is that I should, and I don't know if I can stand another hand. Was black and white, that it was wrong, or it was right. I don't know what I've done, or if I like what I've begun. But something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. And I don't know if I can stand another hand upon me. All I know is that I should, 'cause you will love you more than I could. She who dares to stand where I stood. Oh, she who dares to stand where I stood.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. To find out more about Nancy, go to her website, universalsky.com. We're talking about what's up in the universal sky. So we are going through, well, we've gone through the trine, I guess both trines, and Uranus going retrograde. So now we can talk about what's going direct. Yay! It's almost Saturday. Yay!
Right in the middle of the Saturday trine.
Oh, right, yes, that's
Mars
right.
Mars and Saturn and Mars and Neptune, we have Mercury stationing direct.
Yay!
Much anticipated direct motion takes place at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Time.
Which is kind of a number all on its own.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
It's a number all on its own. So we have three twos at the time.
During a trine.
During a trine, in the middle of a trine,
yeah,
we're experiencing this 2:22 energy, only in the eastern part, eastern time zone.
Of course.
Because other time zones will have it at a different hour.
Yes.
Mind you, it will be at the 22-minute mark. So there is a vibration of mastery taking place within our thought process and our consciousness. And it is here with Mercury stationing direct that we are anchoring our personal truth. So during this retrograde, we've come to an emotional understanding of our own personal truth at a foundational level. And as it stations direct and as we move forward, it's about standing and holding that space of truth within ourselves, honoring that aspect of truth in ourself as we continue to integrate what it is that we have learned as truthful.
Right. Right. I did forget to mention that I know you guys are all thinking of wanting to ask us questions, and please don't wait until the end of the show. Please call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. We know that some of you are working right now, so therefore cannot call us. But if you send us an instant feedback, please be really clear about what the question is and add in your date of birth. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Yay. Well, it's just, it feels like this one, I mean, I know they're usually about 3 weeks, but this one feels, I know it wasn't that much over the 3 weeks. It just, it feels like it has been.
Well, and I think it has
like 24 days or something, but it just feels so long. Oh.
Yeah. It also has to do with the pre-shadow. I think there was a lot of like miscommunication pre-shadow energy where people started asking in June, is Mercury direct? Is Mercury direct? Because the pre-shadow started on June the 10th.
Right.
So even though it didn't go retrograde until June 26th, we were feeling its vibration on the 10th. The post-shadow lasts until August 4th.
Hopefully the post-shadow won't be like as bad as the pre-shadow or this during. It's not like I had a lot of things happen. I mean, other than yesterday my phone only overheating while I was on a call, which was very strange. It doesn't overheat in anything else, so I'm not sure what that means. But, you know, it's just one of those, I haven't had a lot of things go on wrong, but it just feels like it's been dragging.
Yeah. And I think the activation of the Grand Trine amplifies any energy where we need to align. And one thing I forgot to mention was, we're in the year of a water snake.
Right.
Right? And here we're experiencing this grand trine in water. Not one, but two of them.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, when we think about water, water rules our emotional layers and our emotional perceptions. When our body needs to heal or detox, it sweats. And we release a huge amount of emotional healing through sweating. Stuff that we're not even aware of. So, you know, here in North America, we have this heat wave going on. Everybody's sweating. And it's kind of like, even when we activate Kundalini energy, there's that vibration of like these heat waves that move through your body.
Right.
And we sweat, right? So it's kind of like, you know, a huge portion of humanity is going through this energetic Kundalini cleanse. So how we feel it is going to be different for everybody, but the energy is rising. We're being asked to be more conscious, you know, to focus outside of just our physical reality and look up to spirit, which is the Neptune energy, pull that spiritual vibration down into the physical body. And in order to do that, to ground it through our Saturn roots, in order to ground that through, we need to clear what no longer serves us. And we're an emotional society. Most people walk around allowing their emotions to rule their day to day. And so there's this clearing that's happening on a huge level.
Right. So basically we can blame the heat wave on the Grand Trine. Is that what you're saying?
I think the Grand Trine might have something to do with the heat wave.
Well, there you go.
You know, it's all about cosmic order here, which is Uranus stationing retrograde. So it's about the cosmic order of events. So there's a synthesis into what we're experiencing. There's a reason, there's a purpose. And if we, you know, continue to go forward and look at what else is happening, you know, quite a few astrologers out there are speaking about this grand sextile that's taking place. Now, the official date for the grand sextile is July 29th. And the reason it's July 29th is because the moon is one of those planets that is an important factor within this grand sextile. And basically, what a grand sextile is six planets in the universe creating a Star of David trans pattern. Okay, so six planets are all 60 degrees apart, which creates two grand trines. So we have two grand trines taking place within these six planetary vibrations. That also activates three oppositions, okay, within this vibration. So does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Six sextiles, three grand trines, sorry, two grand trines, three oppositions. So there's this is all the rest of the energy that we're talking about that's taking place for the rest of the month. Now, the first vibration of the grand...
Star of David.
Star of David, grand sextile, okay, that takes place, happens on July 26th, okay? The last vibration is August the 2nd. So it's throughout this, I guess that's a week,
right.
Week and a bit, time period. No, it's a Friday to a Friday, so it is 1 week.
Yeah.
So within that week, there is all this as above, so below energy that's being activated for everybody. However, its major focal point, because the moon is one of the planets involved, is on July 29th. So again, as we come out of these two grand trines that we're feeling, we're moving into, you know, what people call a vibrational ease. Now, the difficult aspect of this is that there's three oppositions. Okay? We have three sets of planets that are opposite each other. And that's what creates a little bit of intensity for the grand sextile. So, the planets that are involved are Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, Pluto, Neptune, and the Moon.
Right.
That are all involved. So we'll have, let's see, Jupiter opposite Pluto, Saturn opposite the Moon, and Venus opposite Neptune. In trines, we're still looking at the Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune trine as one. And then the other one would be Venus, the Moon, and Pluto. So we're looking at huge amounts of transformation, which again is snake energy and kundalini energy, looking at that transformation so that we can align with our higher self and pull that consciousness down into this reality.
Hmm. Well, yeah, like I said, there's, I've heard that, you know, the last major one that we had was the beginning of the end of World War II, although you and others say that there was also one, but because it wasn't one of our 12 planets, it was including one of the asteroids. The last one was the harmonic convergence in 86, right? So, I mean, I guess, you know, good things that mean, you know, we still have to change. We still have, there's still a change transformational energy that will lead us into positive directions, but may feel intense while we're going through it.
Yes.
Right. All right, we're going to go to our next break. Okay, guys, this is your time to give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. We're going to start having to ask around the office for people to ask questions. So call us now. Let us know. If you do instant feedback, be really clear about the question you want to ask and add in your date of birth. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky with us. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Walking back home. count up the wishes I have made that started thinking about all the time we have left. Was counting all my mistakes and counting all my regrets about you. Thought about me. Thought about all the things we'd ever be. Thought about you. Thought about me. Thought about all the things we'd never be. Thought about you. Well, I woke up in the pouring rain. My pocket's empty and a voice running round in my brain. It started sounding a lot like the devil himself, singing no one gets to heaven if they don't go through hell. And would you think about me? Think about all the things we'd ever be. Oh, tell me, would you think about me? Think about all the things we'd never be. So tell me, would you? So tell me, would you? I thought about you. I thought about me. I thought about you. Well, I was walking back home really. Looked at the stars up in the sky. Thought of the wishes I had made that started thinking about all the time we had left. Was counting all my mistakes and counting all my regrets about you. Thought about me. Thought about all the things we'd ever be. Thought about you. Thought about me. Thought about all the things we'd never be. Thought about you.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found at UniversalSky.com. If you want more information, do check her out. Her website is very has a lot of information, so you can spend a lot of time there to get some of the answers you're looking for. She also offers a special for anybody who says they are Sky listeners to her astrology readings. So if you want an astrology reading, this is definitely one of the places to go to. All right, so we've been opening up asking for calls. So 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Excuse me. We have our first instant feedback. This is a bit more complicated, but let's kind of get to the point of this. Angela's calling in about her daughter, who's very young, just turned 7 in March. She gets meltdowns and is upset regarding people and pets that have passed away. She says it comes out of nowhere. She's had one visitation when she was 3 with a great aunt that they might have seen twice a year, but she still brings it up and gets upset that she is gone, along with family members' pets that we've only seen a few times. So it's none of her own pets, which may be part of this. Maybe there's some connection that she's having that she's wanted creating this. She will go on how she wishes, she doesn't understand why they're not there and feels that she's not at the right level, that she's at a level 1 and needs to get to level 10. So there's something about her. She's very spiritually connected. She's connecting in with something. She doesn't understand why people can just detach, and she's not detaching. So I think that's part of what she's going through. I know Nancy has some other information. I'm just going to check to see what I get here. Part of it is part of it is that she wants to detach from her emotions, and I'm not sure that she's ever going to be able to do that because she is a Pisces, and especially with what we're going through right now. But that is part of what she wants, is to just be able to detach. I don't know that I would recommend even that with her, just because I think it's an important part of what she's here to learn. But I think she's a very, very old soul, I feel, and part of her journey this life is to really understand this, this veil between death and our spiritual connection. So she's experiencing the death. She needs to connect in a way to the spirit that is one. And I think that's how she will get to a place, not by detaching her emotions, but by actually connecting in with the oneness of all, so that she can, see that death is just an illusion. It's just a veil. It's not 100% real. It's a death from this physical realm, but quite often pets and family members come back quite quickly, especially now. So it's not a matter of her detaching from her emotions, although she thinks she's supposed to. It's really about becoming clear and connecting in with that oneness spirit and knowing that everything is, you know, is part of this process of going through life and death, and she will move into understanding that. But this is just part of her process, and that's part of exactly what she's supposed to be going through right now. So I would just keep encouraging her to work through it and to connect in with herself. Maybe I know Nancy does some child meditation stuff. I don't know if Nancy, if you have any of them on like in MP3s or not, but, you know, connecting in and just, you know, maybe being allowed to meditate and do some stuff so that she can feel that oneness, because that's what she's missing. That's what she's trying to find, and that's why she thinks she's not at the right level yet. That's what I'm getting. Nancy?
Yeah, I'll agree. Meditation would be very beneficial for her at this point in time, to try and understand what it is that she's learning. Okay, so as I look at her astrological energy, she is going through a life lesson right now based on the age that she's at as well. And it is here where she's trying to understand her own path and her own purpose. If we look at the concept of death as being a huge trigger for her and not understanding why people pass away, or pets, she is highly, highly sensitive, number one. So I want to say emotionally sensitive, but not just emotionally sensitive, also almost like empathic on some level. So even psychically sensitive. And there are some fears that she needs to work through around the concept of death. And that can be done, as Lori suggested, through meditation. She is a combination of, you know, some strong water energy. So she has Sun in Pisces, Mercury in Pisces retrograde, Jupiter in Scorpio retrograde, Neptune. Sorry, I'm all over the place here. Uranus in Pisces. Mm. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3 Pisces vibration and 1 Scorpio vibration. So there is a lot of watery energy. The other thing that I'm noticing that's standing out is Moon in Leo, and that is like a really big-hearted kind of energy. So she has this big, soft heart of trying to, like, save the world. She also has Saturn in Leo retrograde, which is really about learning how to control her open-heartedness. Okay. Now, I'd hate to say that, you know, there are some people that go around there with too big of a heart. And this is one of those vibrations where she is so sensitive to what other people are experiencing as well. So not just herself, but also the authoritative parent or the parent that creates the rules and the boundaries. So a lot of this, I don't understand the whole death vibration, is kind of mirrored through that parent who has a hard time dealing with the death vibration as well. Okay. She's taking it at a softer level towards pets. because that's what she can relate to. She can relate to that underdog energy, which is her Venus in Aquarius, trying to save the underdog, trying to be there for the underdog, which in this particular case, I would say a child would view a pet as something that is below them that they are supposed to nurture and take care of, whether it's their pet or someone else's. The difficulty is she's learning detachment, and she also needs to understand that death does not mean end. And that's where she can, you know, learn that through the meditation process. Right now in this lifetime, I'm getting she's here to learn emotional mastery. So, which is why her emotions are really playing in, at a high time right now, because that's part of her soul's path is emotional mastery. I hope that helps.
Yeah, which is, I guess, why I was saying it's not about detaching from the emotions. It's like
it's about
feeling
embracing
them.
Yeah. And learning how to utilize them to your benefit so that they don't use you, but you use them.
Right. Yeah, learning acceptance. I mean, it's an interesting path that she's on at a very, very young age, but that's the way these kids are these days. So,
yes.
Angela, I know it may not be seem very easy, but it is definitely, she's definitely on the path that she's meant to be on. So just support her as best you can and try and get her into some spiritual stuff, because I think that will definitely help her.
Yep.
All right. We only have a couple minutes. Why don't you talk about the full moon that's coming up, and then we'll take our caller when we come back from break, which is
okay. So, yes, we are experiencing a full moon on July 22nd.
Right.
2013. Yes. It takes place at 2:15 p.m. So we will see it Sunday night, but we'll also see it Monday night.
Right.
Right. So it won't be completely full Sunday night, but it'll almost appear that way. Right. sorry. In the sign of Aquarius, we have two full moons in the sign of Aquarius, by the way. The next one being after the new moon, which transpires on August 20th. But this one that is happening July 22nd is really about opening up our consciousness, opening up our mind. When we experience a full moon, we experience full illumination. We have the ability to see in our life what is, like, it's playing out what it is that we're learning or what we're having difficulty with. So it is the path of illumination. It shows us the path that we need to take. You know, so this is where we need to release some of our fixity with this Aquarius vibration and truly open up to the inspiration of that light through the conception of an idea. So there's some form of an idea that will present itself to you that will inspire you in some way, shape, or form that you need to move forward with. And that's what this full moon is activating.
Cool.
It's a new beginning energy.
Yay, and it's also the very beginning, so I guess that's why it's new beginning.
Yeah, it's at 0 degrees of Aquarius, 5 minutes. So we're only 5 minutes into that lunar sign.
Right.
So.
Yes, cool. All right, we're going to go to our last break. We do have our last caller, so I think that will probably be all we can take. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Find out more about Nancy at her website, universalsky.com. I'm Laura Houston. You can find out more about me at intuitivesoul.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monte Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Promise you the world again, everything within my hands, all the riches one could dream, they will come from me. I hope that you could understand that this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry. Will turn around. 'Cause I need more time. Just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind. 'Cause I can't figure out just what's inside. You could understand. This is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now. It will turn around. 'Cause I need more time. Just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. We've been talking about all the stuff that's going on with the Universal Sky, so do take a listen to this again. But we have our last caller, which is Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
How are you today?
Good. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with you, quickly.
Well, I just feel like all of a sudden things that I'm happy about, I'm just not. Like, I'm really just kind of, I just don't want to even be around my boyfriend. And, like, you know, I don't know where that's coming from. And I really don't think it even has anything to do with him. I'm just, I just feel kind of tied down and just a little edgy. And I don't know why I'm off. But he seemed to say something to me that he's noticed that I've been distant over the past few weeks. And I just feel like I just wish I could just be away from him for about a month, or anybody really else for that matter. And I just don't know where it's coming from. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I mean, this is something that you're definitely working on, for sure. I would say, I mean, Nancy has some other stuff that she's going to talk about. But basically, this is all bringing up some of your past stuff. So it's all bringing up some fear from past relationships, and it's all about relationships. So this is all that you're focused on right now is just this relationship. But he's triggering something, or you're triggering actually something within yourself around relationships from the past, and you're actually – you actually are ready to walk away. So there's a part of you that even like maybe it's just this break that you're talking about, but there's a part of you that's just like ready to go. And I would say just lie low, just work out some of this stuff, because it is your stuff. You're being triggered and it's your stuff to work out. And just, you know, if you can take some breaks and go somewhere, or, you know, just do it in a way that, you know, doesn't make him think you're abandoning him, but just, you know, focus on you, because this is what it's all about. You need to focus on you right now. You need to take a break without breaking it up. This is something that you're working through with regards to some past stuff. So I don't know what your past relationships have been like. I would even look at your parents' relationship and how that sort of, you know, bringing up some stuff and fears around like what your boyfriend is doing right now to you. It's actually, you're getting to a place where you're understanding what you're wanting, and maybe that's part of it too, but I'm feeling this is more around, you know, something that's being triggered from past stuff that you need to look at, and you need to really take some time. So, you know, just tell him you need to, you know, don't say it's not really personal, because in a way it's not personal. It just, you need to take some time to figure yourself out and where you're going and what you're really wanting. And it's not so much about him, even though right now it seems to be focused on him. Nancy?
Yeah. So what you're experiencing astrologically is known as Uranus opposite Uranus. And this vibration is the desire to break free from all restriction that feels like is being imposed upon us. And somehow you're feeling that restriction on a relationship level. It was actually activated in February of 2013. So February 2013, this year, you experienced your Uranus opposite Uranus, and as it is moving retrograde, you're being asked to pull that energy in and say, okay, so what's restrictive within myself, within how I relate to myself, and how I express that relations, not just with myself, but with other people as well. So, yes, this is a relationship dynamic that you're experiencing, but it's the relationship that you have with yourself and how you have accepted imposed vibrations upon you. So what you need to do is you need to go through this period of release. And it's, you have to be careful, because it's not about terminating the relationship, even though that may seem like the easy thing to do. It's not about the relationship. It's about the relationship that you have with yourself. And so you have to release what is no longer in alignment with the direction that you as an individual desire to travel in. Not you as an aspect of your relationship, but you as an individual within that relationship. And that's where the irritation's coming from, because it's hard to separate what you're experiencing and how you feel your partner may be contributing to that experience. But you're 100% right. It has nothing to do with him and everything to do with you, because you're re-identifying with who you are and how you need to relate to yourself. So I would agree, do the girls' night out things. You know, if you got any girlfriends that you need to get out with, take little breaks, go on little mini trips for yourself, as long as it's in your budget. And make it about you, because it is about you.
Yeah. Does that help?
Thank you. It does help. It helps a lot.
Good.
It gives you that, I think, intellectual understanding as to, okay, I'm not crazy. and it gives you permission to feel what you're feeling. So.
Great. All right. Thanks,
well,
Aaron.
Really
let us know.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye. Well, good show. Been kind of crazy energies. I think we're all sort of experiencing some things that are going on. I'm sure a lot of us related with what Aaron was just going through, because we are having to kind of reevaluate all of our lives and, you know, really being asked to look at our heart.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts, Nance?
Yeah, with this water energy, all of that is being intensified on an emotional level, right? And think about when you're not emotionally grounded, your emotions can take the better of you.
Yeah.
Okay, it feels like you're being pulled in a million different directions. And that's just your emotions looking for, it's like ventilation, looking for a point of release, right? Whereas if you learn to ground your emotions, then, because that's what we're being asked to do right now, is ground our emotions so that it can serve us in a better light.
Cool. All right, so hopefully this will allow you to go through the next few weeks with some, maybe not some detachment, but with some ability to feel really positive and know that there is an end to this. So
yes,
Nancy will be back with us on August 7th. Oh my God, it seems like so far away.
It is.
August 7th, Nancy will be back. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Check out her site, universalsky.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.